Good morning, it's Monday, January 10th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with a familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect a cloudy Monday with showers throughout the day. Showers will give way to more steady rain tonight. Highs will reach the mid-40s with lows in the low 40s. Tacoma police said a city employee found what appeared to be a human skull Friday morning while the employee was clearing debris from a mudslide. A Tacoma Environmental Services employee was clearing debris just before 9:30 a.m. in central Tacoma when the skull was found, police said. The area is near Tacoma's Nalley Valley. A Pierce County medical examiner responded to the scene, along with detectives and crime scene technicians, police said. A manufacturing company at Port of Tacoma has paid a $650,000 penalty after spilling 60,000 gallons of hot, liquid asphalt from its facility in 2015, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced Thursday. Gardner Gibson Incorporated paid the fine to resolve violations of the Clean Water Act after the spill from its Gardner Fields Incorporated facility located off Taylor Way. The facility makes asphalt shingles and coating materials. The spill occurred February 8, 2015, when employees were transferring hot asphalt from rail cars to a storage tank. The connector to the tank separated, spilling asphalt in the Lincoln Avenue ditch, which flows into the Blair Waterway in Commencement Bay. The asphalt spill stopped about 800 feet from Blair Waterway, according to the EPA. Four ducts were contaminated with the asphalt and were captured, cleaned and released. An investigation into a homicide in East Pierce County eventually turned into a fatal shooting by a deputy after the suspect was pursued and stopped on the outskirts of Buckley. Just after midnight Sunday, Buckley police received a call about a woman who had been shot by her boyfriend in Carbonado, a town south of Buckley. He fled from the scene and sheriff's deputies responded to assist Buckley police. En route, deputies saw the man's vehicle and used stop sticks to slow the suspect while they followed him. Once deputies had more information about the homicide, deputies say they had probable cause to pursue and stop the vehicle about 12:20 a.m. Sunday. 2 minutes later, deputies announced that shots had been fired. The suspect died at the scene. The Washington Supreme Court on Thursday declined to hear two lawsuits challenging new political maps drawn by the Bipartisan Redistricting Commission. The separate lawsuits were filed by the Washington Coalition for Open Government and Arthur West. They said the legislative and congressional maps must be invalidated because commissioners violated open meeting laws, negotiated secretly for hours before the November 15th deadline and hurriedly voted on new boundaries that were not publicly displayed or debated. The justices unanimously rejected consolidating and accepting the two cases. The decision means the separate legal challenges would have to go through lower trial courts. Last month, the state Supreme Court had said the plan adopted by the Washington Redistricting Commission substantially complied with statutory deadlines and declined to adopt a new redistricting plan for the state. Tacoma City Council will consider a motion Tuesday to approve payment toward a $6 million settlement involving a man who was shot and injured by a Tacoma police officer in 2013. Cesar Beltran Serrano and his family sued the Tacoma Police Department after the shooting. On Tuesday, Tacoma City Council will vote whether to authorize a $2,633,302 payment toward the full and final settlement of all claims against the city by Beltran Serrano and his family. The motion states the balance of the $6 million settlement would be paid by the city's excess liability insurance carrier. Beltran Serrano speaks limited English and is mentally disabled. When approached by a police officer about reports of panhandling, Beltran Serrano tried to run away. The officer shot him with a stun gun. When he kept running, the officer shot him several times with a handgun. Charging papers filed against Beltran Serrano said he hit the officer with a piece of metal and refused to drop it. He was found incompetent to stand trial. Russell Wilson threw three touchdown passes, Rashad Penny ran for 190 yards and a touchdown. And the Seattle Seahawks spoiled a shot at the NFC West title for the Arizona Cardinals by beating them 38-30 on Sunday. Seattle finishes 7-10, and won't be in the postseason for just the second time in the past 10 years. Wilson finished with 238 yards passing. The Cardinals trailed 17-10 at halftime, but James Conner scored two touchdowns in the third quarter. The Seahawks responded late in the third quarter when a wide-open Freddie Swain caught a 25-yard touchdown pass to tie it. The Cardinals went 3-and-out on their ensuing drive and punter Andy Lee fumbled on fourth down, giving the Seahawks possession at the Arizona 10. Wilson scrambled for a 4-yard touchdown 3 plays later for a 31-24 lead. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit tntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day.